Blackstone presents A High Five for Glenn Burke by Phil Bildner. This book is read by Michael Crouch. For Glenn Burke, and for every kid who ever questioned or doubted whether they could play sports because of who he, she, or they are, you can play. You belong. 1. Introducing Glenn Burke. Let's do this, Silas, I say to myself. I'm wearing my baseball uniform in school, and I never wear my baseball uniform here because sixth graders don't wear their baseball uniforms to Hughes Middle School, unless they want to be nonstop teased by the seventh and eighth graders. But I'm wearing my Renegades uniform today because today's the day. Today's finally the day. I'm standing on my toes and bouncing at the front of Ms. Washington's class. All the tables, chairs, couches, bean bags, gaming rockers, and floor pillows are pushed to the sides. The kids are all off to the sides, too. Some of them are standing, but most are sitting. My best friend Zoe is in the back, on one of the green and black bungee chairs with her feet up on the armrest of the denim couch. Ms. Washington let me turn the classroom into a pretend baseball field for my oral presentation on a famous inventor. I used blue painter's tape for the diamond, flattened shoebox tops for the bases, and a balance ball for the pitcher's mound. And projected on the whiteboard behind me is an image of the packed bleachers of Dodger Stadium on a sunny afternoon. I don't know why I'm so nervous. Actually, I do know why I'm so nervous. I know exactly why I'm so nervous. I take my last breath. Introducing Glenn Burke. I pluck the royal blue Dodgers cap from the stool to my right and slap it on my head. When Glenn Burke arrived in the big leagues in 1976, the Los Angeles Dodgers thought he was going to be the next Willie Mays. That's like saying a soccer player is going to be the next Messi, or a basketball player is going to be the next LeBron. I grab the yellow wiffle bat propped against the stool, flip it up with one hand, and snatch it out of the air with the other. Glenn Burke was a five-tool talent, I say. Five-tool talents don't come around that often. What's a five-tool talent? Zoe calls out. Good question, I say, pointing the bat. Zoe learned her lines Wednesday after school. She and I hang out at her house every Wednesday. Five-tool talents have all the skills, I say, walking across the room to home plate. One. Five-tool talents hit for average and put the bat on the ball. I take a swing. Two. Five-tool talents hit for power and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?